I know some. Wow.
That is not what I was expecting you to do.
I mean, he shot that gap.
He did. That's a good gap shoot. I mean, there are turn signals.
Okay. I snapped a picture of that just so we can maybe put
good.
It on this podcast.
Good, because
that disrupted everything.
He didn't have his turn signal on, so I thought it was going that way because I thought it was on the other side of his car. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's good. And then all of a sudden he's just, boom, can't have a good tree dodge with a good gap shoot.
Yeah.
Because it's background noise. Background noise. Background noise. Background. Jackal. Is it brackets? Is it brackets? Brackets!
I have just not had luck recording videos lately on my computer. Like, Snagit's like, oh, I don't understand. You have two inputs, so I'm just going to record from both of them at the same time. And then garble the Elgato. Is that okay? Is that what you... Is that really, like...
Snagit is right up there with brackets.
Snagit!
I probably maxed that out. I'm sorry. But,
Snagit!
Snagit. Like, this is Sitsuck, everybody. This is Kendrick.
I'm
and that's Kyle.
Sorry, still working.
No, that's fine. I'm trying to remember if I left anything at work, because I kind of just walked out of there, and I feel like I might have left something.
I mean, is it important? Are you going to work on it?
Probably not.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
Well, the main thing was the kolache I left in the fridge yesterday, and I got those.
Where are they?
In my bag. Mm. Secure. Safe.
Mm. Like the one
secret.
Ring?
Keep it safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to try to look up a list, but I couldn't find a really good list.
What if we just made up a list?
What do you mean?
Is it too early to jump
the shark? I don't see what you mean.
Just start listing random things? Name a list and just start inventing things to put
well,
on
I mean,
it?
We used to do, like, to our favorite restaurants.
What do you mean, used to? Like,
I mean, we
what do you
was, like,
mean, you people?
That was, like, 20 episodes ago.
Yeah, which is, like, 15 minutes?
No. 20 episodes?
It's, like, 15 minutes of real lifetime.
That's a legit amount of time. Like, I don't even remember what we did, like, 2 weeks ago.
Man, yeah, that's 20 episodes ago.
Is it?
I have no idea. I have no concept of time. I mean, well, but have our favorite restaurants changed since then?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I just meant, like, that was an instance of, like, a list, I guess. Not a traditional list, but, like, a list.
Not quite a listicle,
like
though.
Like a lesticle.
You're a lesticle.
You're elastical.
Where's this guy going?
I don't know. So
is he turning? Like, he was avoiding eye contact with me. It was weird.
Talk about politics.
Talk about?
We both like that a lot.
Pop music. Talk about.
Yeah, sing that song while I go look
pop,
for
pop, inventing. Pop, pop, doo-wop. Shooby-dooby-doo-wop. Pop, pop, doo-wop.
Top news sorties.
Top news sorties.
Let's see. Shifting dollar from poor to rich is key as part of the Senate health bill.
What?
No thanks.
I didn't understand all those words you said.
Hundreds of Camden flats evacuated over fire risk.
This is already boring.
Boring.
I like how that
California just added four more Oh, sorry.
Real quick, that manhole cover back there had been painted once, and then when it put back down, they didn't line it up right. One fucking job. And then they painted over it again. So now it has two white lines on it. And I went and moved it again until it is basically just a perfect circle of all the possible ways you could describe a line on it.
Like, finish the job or put it back to where it was to begin with. Don't be in the middle.
Fucking, this is bullshit. Anyway, four new types of...
No, that's interesting. Because the one job thing is kind of funny. Because we're like, we get breakfast delivered to our office.
We are spoiled white kids.
Yeah, basically.
And we get free breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Which we are entitled to.
Yep. If I didn't have free breakfast, I would, I basically consider it a right.
Yeah, I mean, I have a right to breakfast.
Yeah. So, the guy is from Jamba Juice today, delivered all the juice, but forgot all the other stuff.
Like,
and
the burritos.
Like, the actual food
the
part.
The food part of the breakfast foods.
And so, it was kind of funny, someone in our, like, general work chat was like, one job. To bring all the stuff, and then, like, by the time they got there, it was cold, and it's like... One of those things where if you ever feel rushed and you're like, I gotta get all this stuff done, oh my god, I gotta remember to my keys and this board game and I gotta remember to do this.
Dildo collection.
Take a second and just breathe.
Because you're gonna
chill
forget
out.
Something
because
you don't.
You're gonna probably forget something anyway. But that's not gonna help you in the long run of like if you like try to carry too much stuff at once and drop it, you're gonna like break your toe and then you're gonna be even more angry and it starts these spirals. So
death spirals.
Sitsock advice number one You know, if you're feeling stressed out, take some time no matter what, no matter what. Even if you're like almost late to a plane, just take some time to breathe. Chillax.
It won't make a difference in the long run from a time standpoint, but it'll keep you alive.
It will. It'll keep you sane. So I don't know. What is a discriminatory state?
Discriminatory state?
Yeah.
What's the context for that?
Since California just added 4 more discriminatory states to his travel ban.
Added?
Controversial legislation law allowing child welfare providers, including faith-based adoption agencies, to refuse adoptions to hopeful parents based on sincerely held religious beliefs. In response, California Attorney General Xavier Becerra announced Thursday that his state will prohibit its employees from traveling to Texas because he has enacted laws that he said discriminate against gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender individuals.
Discriminatory state as in state of the union, or I mean as in like state, United States.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah,
you meant like state of being.
No, no.
I was like,
wow, okay. Our economy is making great strides. So that's pretty crazy. Like,
oh, cool.
You can't, so now we're having it, having a thing where you can't travel certain states if you work for the government of another state.
That sounds great. I like that.
Yeah, I mean that sounds like exactly what
a great, what a great, what a great, what a great hypocrisy, where people are getting fussy about letting federal legislation changing, not preventing, or sorry, federal legislation preventing people from traveling from one place to another place. So they're going to make their own people be disallowed from traveling from one place to another place.
And I know we focus on this a lot, a decent amount on Sitsock, and it's
but
like,
everybody is a dick.
Yeah, well, I mean, if your solution to a problem is the same problem, it starts another version of the same problem you just tried to solve, I don't really think you're solving the problem.
I don't like you.
He doesn't like you either?
Yeah, I screwed it up.
Okay.
But thank you.
That just think about your solutions. I got talking to one of our other friends the other day, Ryan, a former writer on Sitsock, or on Sitsock, on Ethernet.
On Ethernet.
Thank you.
I'm also participating.
We were talking about, do you necessarily need to have a solution to something if you disagree with it?
There's half a transmission just sitting there.
You want to take it?
Or is that a clutch? That's a transmission. Yeah,
it's a transclutching.
Ah, turducken.
It's a turducken. So, like, you don't
I
necessarily...
I there are more straps holding it down than the car.
The car
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway,
no, because if the car rolls back, it's not getting over that.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
if it does, then
yeah,
bad things
you're
are
not wrong. You're not wrong. Anywho.
We don't have to talk about that.
No, I'm just...
Kendrick's
just
being himself.
Just.
He's following his heart.
Long day.
Letting his heart roll.
Long week. Not done.
But yeah, so how do you feel about that? Do you necessarily need to have a solution to something that you don't agree with?
The irony of that, or not irony, I suppose the was that that was on my assessment, my employee assessment.
Which is what?
View, that I needed to, instead of complaining about things, I needed to make sure, I needed to provide constructive alternatives or something like that. Instead of just being like complainy.
So, I mean, how do you feel about that?
So, I find it funny that that would come up in the conversation there, and then it would also come up at the same
like, you know, Sitsock is a very topical. Like,
no, it's amusing, because I was talking, you know, I was watching that conversation with Ryan about it, and then we were doing it. It's just funny to me. It's just all funny. I think that it's highly contextual, and that there isn't an easy answer one way or the other. So, it's overall, I tend to feel that if you have a complaint but no proposed alternative, it's typically unhelpful. But that assumes a certain context or scope of the thing. I think the one he talked about was...
he was bringing up a lot of ethical issues in our conversation.
And I was, the stuff that I saw, at least on the Facebook thing, was mostly a matter of framing. And I don't know what the original concern was, but the stuff I was seeing from him was framed in a way that it wasn't necessarily contrived, but it was framed in a way where an alternative was already included, or any alternative was already under the purview of the original assertion. So it was like, oh, I'm against, I object to rape, and I don't want to have an alternative because there's no alternative, just don't do it. But at the same time, it's like, well, there is and there isn't there. Like, that's sort of a nuanced assertion, because it's like, the alternative is consensual sex, right? Because
if you look at it.
Because if you step back, this is gonna get weird. I picked a bad one, but
no, I like it because that's what sex sucks. Because
it's like
do.
Rape is a nice placeholder word for unconsensual sex. So the alternative is consensual sex, right? So that's
not like
very
let
easy.
Rape happen. It's,
yeah, it's not like, I mean, the alternative to rape is no rape, but that doesn't. If you're like, well, that's not an alternative. Well, then the answer really is. The alternative to non-consensual sex is consensual sex. So really, it's just the alternative to lack of consent is consent, right? So mm-hmm. Cool that we have an alternative.
Yeah. So, like, I can see what you're saying. It's, so like, that, baked that, in. Meaning,
yeah.
Like, you don't really have to think about the solution because it's already, like, it's already binary.
And if you set yourself in a situation where there isn't a solution there, then your question you're asking has a foregone, or not a foregone conclusion, it's leading the witness. It's begging the question, you're leading the witness kind of thing.
Explain what that means.
Like, if you're saying, fine example. Either we should have socialized medical coverage, otherwise everyone's going to die. You're like, that's a false dichotomy there. And if someone says, what, would you rather everyone die? It's like, it's a false dichotomy.
So that's leading the witness to saying,
that's
would
a false dichotomy there.
Die?
Okay. And it's like, would you, and leading the witness is when, question. Would you rather we have socialized medical coverage or... would you rather everybody die instead?
And it's so, like, so that's the idea of, the, like, if you pick the alternative, you're in a morally wrong position. And
right.
Like,
and instead of accepting the more, or stepping back and being like, the concern is the high cost of medical coverage, and the implication is, I mean, the one solution is to socialize the payment systems into a single payer or whatever, and the other ones are to find overspending or blah, blah, blah. And then in the end of the day, no one wants to hear that because there are no fun sound bites you can get out of that. And there's nothing really solidly actionable that isn't a million different things going a million different ways.
So one of the things that, I mean, I could have never, like, come up with even something as close to that as a comment on the response to, do you want everyone to die?
That's good because most of what I said was incoherent.
Okay.
But.
Well, you sounded educated, right? So
I used a lot of big words.
That was another thing that we had mentioned was someone may not be educated enough to provide a solution. And therefore, they feel it is outside of the realm of their purview when this agreement to have a solution,
and
because they couldn't offer a viable solution.
Then I think that at that point, it's their responsibility to frame their initial complaint, their whatever their issue was, in a way that articulates why they have a problem. And that's where I'd like to hear an example, I suppose, out of that one, because that's an interesting one. Knowing something is wrong or incorrect, but not knowing enough to know an alternative.
Well, you say, I think rape is wrong, but I don't know how to stop it, is what you'd say, right? I think is kind of the idea with that same case.
Oh, so you're saying...
Well, I'm sorry. I think with the case that we're saying,
right.
That's how you would do what he was...
So that's more of... I guess I'd call that goalpost shifting. Because it's sort of like,
yeah.
Well, rape is wrong, but that doesn't mean I have a solution for all people who do not acknowledge the legitimacy of consent.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
That's kind of in the same way that's like, violence is wrong, but I don't have an omnibus bill that solves violence.
Yeah.
I just know it's wrong, and I know you shouldn't do it. The alternative is to not do it.
So let's talk about something that's a little less, like, inherently binary, I guess is the term I'm going to use.
Sure.
Where it's not like... consent versus not consent.
Yeah.
Like, or can we break everything down into that so there's no real reason to talk about anything?
Possible to break it all down, but that may be oversimplifying.
Okay.
And eliminate the validity
so
of
it. So can we talk about something like environmental impact of car driving on the road, right?
Sure.
Or let's talk about something that's less, like, something we might know more about.
Controversial,
but, like, self-driving cars. Like, who takes liability for self-driving cars? That seems like something where you could be like, I want self-driving cars, but I don't know how to solve the problem of liability. Or
okay,
is that goalpost shifting?
No, I get you. Let's put this in the framework of a kind of concern that I at least typically see, which is self-driving cars are fundamentally impossible because we have a liability problem. I'm sorry. You can't have self-driving cars because who'd be liable if there was an accident?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's dumb.
So let's say you are of the opinion, like that's the standing opinion, is that self-driving cars are a bad idea because nobody can be held liable. And I say I disagree with that, but I don't have a solution.
Then I would say that...
Is my opinion of disagreement still valid? I mean, not valid. That's a dumb question. Is my opinion... Do you respect my idea of disagreement there?
I I would respect it more if you could at least reason your way through something there a little more.
So, or if it's like, I think it's, I don't think it's a big deal because I don't think that it would change anything inherent about the insurance system because you're still own the car.
Sure. I mean, that's something, but then you have to deal with the implications of that, right? Where people are like, well, but that doesn't make sense because I'm not even controlling it.
But it, I think the main thing is at least it leads to a discussion as opposed to a point where you're like in your own kind of asshole. Okay. Where you're like, you sat here and you said, I don't know how to solve it. And you're like, well, are you willing to talk about it? And right. You're like, I don't know. And that kind of like the I don't know cycle you could get into, or like the whole higher than thou art kind of like, I don't have to talk to you about this. Like,
right. So let's, I don't have a good answer to that. So how about sure. I tell you what I would say to that, and we can see if the method that I would approach makes sense.
Sure.
In an abstract sense.
Sure. Right? Yeah. So this is Kendrick's method for approaching a problem.
This particular problem. Yeah, and okay. We can see if it makes sense elsewhere. I would say that, because I haven't really given much thought to this whole scenario. I mean, this whole line of thinking of having a complaint but no alternative. I do have an example of how I've applied this logic before, and let's see if it works here. I don't understand liability law as an expert. I'm not an expert on it at all. I understand the vague concept of it in a lot of words, but not more than that. So I would say that the concern, the stated concern, let's get clear here, is that if something happens, if an incident occurs while an autonomous vehicle is under control of nothing, no humans. No human can be held liable directly. The concern is who is responsible for the damages that it causes.
Okay.
Liable for injury or property damage, right? That's the state. That's the thing we're concerned with. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
So, usually the thing that I try to do, and this comes from my anarcho-capitalist sort of ideology that I still retain as a sort of pet project in my heart.
Sure.
And it's
the pet project of overthrowing the
the pet. It's more of a mental exercise for me because it's sure. It's untenable as a practical government, and I know that. And I mean,
sure, but so is some of the other systems. Suggest
there's all kinds of them. So for me, it's more of a mental exercise, right? What's really the problem? And there's a great that video I mentioned before about the private rights enforcement of a stateless society. It's a concept, and you're like, well, that's a really interesting way to think about this, and it starts to give you a different perspective. Blah blah blah. So what I'd say is, let's take a step back here and try to figure out what are we really concerned about? What concerns are being addressed by the current liability system right here, which is people injure each other with vehicles.
Okay.
And in general.
Let's assume not on purpose for the sake of the argument.
Yeah. Okay. And usually through negligence. Okay. Almost always through negligence. Because if you murder somebody with vehicular manslaughter, that's a pretty different
file. Yeah, that's a different paperwork.
Different paperwork.
Insurance isn't going to cover that shit.
Very different paperwork. A lot scarier paperwork. So it's typically negligence. Typically negligence. Sure. Right? And typically it's to cover the cost of repairs or treatment of medical, you know, injuries. I mean, medical treatment of injuries, right? So if we're concerned with who will pay for damages, then that becomes an issue of where it's less about who's liable and more about how we can compensate people who have been injured by something, right? Mm-hmm. And when you start framing it this way, not necessarily as liability, but as far as compensation for damage, I think it does start to fall on the manufacturer to some extent, in the same way that equipment failing typically falls to the person who manufactured the equipment that was faulty.
Okay.
And so I think if you step back away from personal liability and more in terms of if something breaks, who has to pay for it, which is still the same thing, but it's just you're moving different words around to try and shift a different perspective. I would say that it ends up falling to somebody along the line of who built the thing. That's only in the case where you genuinely have no control over it at all.
So if let's say we're sitting in the car and me and you are talking, doing whatever, no one of us have any interaction with the ability of the car to drive. You're saying that it's faulty hardware that would cause faulty hardware or software that might cause the accident.
I would say that if there's a collision and it's not the fault of an external factor, like somebody just jumped in front of you,
mm-hmm.
or
but that's an interesting rode point, their bike though, into you. Is that you automatically are now never ever liable. Like, if it, so let's assume that there's a mingle of cars. Never, there's not all self-driving, right?
Sure.
So anybody who can afford to drive, buy a self-driving car is now no longer ever going to have to be liable for an accident ever again.
Are you liable for a bus accident if you're riding in the bus?
No.
Are you liable for a taxi driver collision?
I'm not saying it's wrong or right.
No, I'm saying that saying, that's...
Like, it's an interesting paradigm because those who can afford to buy the cars now are going to be at the insurance is going to be... insurance rates might go for people who decide not to because they're the people who would be causing the accidents all the time as opposed to the computers, right?
Yeah.
Or theoretically. I mean, more often than not, you can probably tell, like, the car was doing what it was programmed to do and the human was being an asshole is generally what I'm thinking is going to happen.
Sure.
So, like, that's an interesting paradigm shift. Anyway, I'm getting the wrong way, but go ahead. Sorry. So, I just thought that was kind of
what I'm saying, what I'm thinking is if you are in a taxi and the taxi driver hits somebody, the taxi driver's liable. You're not. If you're in a bus and the bus hits somebody, bus drivers.
Or, well, if you're actually, not actually driving the vehicle, you're not liable for getting
an accident. And you're not driving it. And then it becomes who's liable and the bus... Let's see, if it's a taxi driver.
But it also comes down to who was doing the right thing on the road. Like, who's following the rules more closely, right?
And that's where it's going to get sticky because of tracking it.
No point here, well, because that'll probably be... that's what I mean. If the car is doing what it's programmed to do, you always know what the car is doing.
Ostensibly, yeah. And the fact that they have sensors that presumably are doing some kind of logging, at least for... I mean, I would assume that you would have some kind of telemetry logging of all that kind of stuff. It makes sense that you would have a pretty solid case for weeding.
At no point here have you presented anything different than an insurance situation where the thing that's controlling the motion of the car, the entity, sorry, the bus driver, the taxi driver, the program, is responsible for the driving.
I guess the real thing is that it's a computer instead of a person.
So, but that doesn't mean anything because a person driving a car and it doesn't really, the differentiation there is up to the state, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Because, in all honesty, your logical strain there makes sense. Like, you're looking at the problem from the aspect of what is insurance trying to do, right?
Yeah.
What is, like, I guess if let's try to apply that back to the rape case.
Yeah.
If even possible. So, I think rape is wrong, but I don't have a solution. So,
why do you think rape is wrong?
Yeah.
Because what makes rape wrong is the question.
Okay,
right?
So let's presume. I'll say
no, something. No, I mean, that's what I mean. That's...
Let's say I think rape is wrong because, I can't do the one where, like, I've been raped and I don't want other people to go through that. Can I? Or should I?
Well, I mean, if that's why you think rape is wrong.
Okay. That's why I think it's wrong.
That's what it boils down to is the underpinnings of your own moral framework. Mm-hmm. That's where this thing, maybe it falls down, but that's where maybe the system I have doesn't work as well.
Well, I feel like the underpinnings of the framework sit in the realm of morality all the time because at some point you're always going to be
No, absolutely. But I mean, this is where my system that I was talking about may not work as well for moral-based things because you may end up with a morality that is just essentially because I said so.
Well, but I think at one point you get down to that even with the car argument, I guess, when you go ambiguous enough.
Well, no, because I think that's still causal, right?
But you're saying that, like...
Sounds? Your shoes? Oh, okay, sorry. There was a high-pitched squeaking sound that was bewildering to me.
Does everybody hear that? It's no, Kendrick going not. Insane. Okay, so... Let's try something a little less.
Well, I mean, there's another answer.
Because 10 out of 20 people who are raped suffer long-term mental illness.
You didn't hear that then?
No.
Okay. So it's because of the long-term ramifications. For me, there's a pretty straightforward one in that it's a pretty solid violation of consent.
Sure.
But then it's like, well, is violating consent bad? Okay, well, you can mark it back a little bit, but I would say do iterations. Say, because it's defined as a violation of someone's consent.
If, like, 3 out of the 5 questions you have to ask in order to go backwards are there, okay.
But what I mean is you could just take one step and say, it's a violation of consent. And then, what was our purpose here again? Was to find an alternative?
To say, like, to validate the idea that if you don't have an alternative, your viewpoint is still valid. Or, not valid, God, I keep saying that. your viewpoint is still a respectable viewpoint.
And so when the rape one, it's that, I guess, to develop an alternative is to just reframe the question.
Okay.
And that's where I feel like it's a weird one to talk about with that particular example, because it's pretty universally reviled. Like, there's no one, and there's not, it's not a binary choice.
That's where we got into in our personal conversation about, like, morality combining with community and being like, okay, so 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago in ancient Greece, it was okay to do X, and now it's not okay to do X. So what the fuck? Like, well, right? Like,
I feel like at that point, it's less about alternative and more about relativistic morality.
I guess, yeah, sure. But when we get into the thing you're talking about, I'm more going before we get to that point. Like, we have to get into a position of defending the point that I'm not an asshole for saying that you need to talk. I'm not a, like, if you have to worry about your position being seen as someone who is despised in society just because you asked the question, I feel like you're in the wrong crowd for, like, even worrying. You're in the wrong spot to begin with, like, to even have to worry about, like, why someone without an opinion is, like, or without an alternative has an opinion. Does that make any sense? No?
Kind of.
I just mean, like,
I'm mostly confused, like, by this guy who is walking against the light and is now stuck there in the middle.
Because he does what he wants.
Yeah, except he doesn't. Because unless he wants to stand there forever, I guess he can just
look at him. He doesn't give a fuck.
He's wandering. Oh, now he's got the light.
Yeah, no, he's just like, and now,
and he now cares. He's running.
What the fuck?
What a strange man.
But I guess it's, I don't like the idea that I can't. I guess what we're getting down to is where I'm butthurt about this.
Go ahead.
That I get. I come off as an asshole for saying, like, something like, I want you to tell me why you think rape is wrong. The assumption of morality, like, the assumption that you don't have to explain yourself if something is mutually agreed upon is wrong, frustrates me. Like, the same way that we take things for granted in our society.
Oh, I see. You're coming from basically arguments. You're coming from the other side, essentially. Like, of saying that just because you don't think it's a valid or justifiable opinion if you don't have an alternative. You're coming from that standpoint?
That's generally my idea, is that if you haven't taken the time to think about something to come up with a possible alternative, you probably haven't thought about it enough to have an opinion on it.
I would agree.
I'm not saying that I think rape is right. I'm just saying that I want to know why you think rape is wrong.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. So, and that's what I was trying
to say. I'll explain to you why I think rape is wrong, but, like, I just want to know
what you think. I see, and that's why I was going to wait for you to explain me. So we were doing the same thing to each other just there.
Oh!
That's what was happening.
Ah.
That's what we weren't getting anywhere. We were both being Socratic dickweeds. So the whole point there is I believe that you should be able to articulate, if not in a reason, or not an alternative, at least a coherent reasoning as to why you have an opinion.
Yeah, like,
and that, but that gets me in trouble because people often express preferences that don't make sense to me, and it frustrates me because it's like.
But then you can understand something about them, though. I mean, that's the main point of asking the question.
Well, like, here's one. I don't like cucumbers. This is a statement. That's not true, but let's just say I said it.
Okay, and I say, why don't you like cucumbers?
I just don't like them.
And that, to me, is the same thing as saying I don't have an alternative.
And, well, I guess so. I mean, I see where you're making the link now.
Because
in my mind,
like, well,
it's
you
like,
never
why
about
haven't
it,
you
so.
Ever worked your way down that? And
yeah.
I get in trouble for this with certain people in my life because it's kind of annoying when you're forced to justify your opinions on things.
Oh, my God. I don't care. Like,
well, that's...
If you're going to... So, I push people really hard for being my friends, and I thank all of you for doing that because it's really frustrating to have to deal with me all the time, and I appreciate you for having done it.
Same.
But I just feel like there's certain things, and even if it's a trivial thing, the power of you being a human in my mind is the ability to say, I don't like this because of X, Y, and Z. I don't like driving on fucking Wandsworth because of the traffic after on a Friday night.
What's funny, like, for me is... It doesn't even have to be reasonable.
You don't have to.
I just want some. Here's a fine example, okay? I don't like mushrooms in general. Mostly because I feel like they taste kind of like dirt. And I can get past that. But the other part is, a lot of times, they make this weird squeaking effect on my teeth that
exactly.
I just can't get past, and it makes me, it's not appealing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, you know, can you argue with that? That's fucking weird, but can you argue with it?
You could. You could say, well, that it's, it doesn't matter if you can argue with it. It's not about...
That's my point, though, is what are you going to say? No, it doesn't. It does to me. Well, it doesn't bother me. Great for you. Good on you.
Sure, but, okay.
But you see where that's the level of articulation. That's all I ever ask for from somebody. Like, I don't like shrimp. Why? Because the little scales make me think of cockroaches. Okay, at least there's something.
Yeah, like, okay. I feel, and it comes down to me, I guess, for, like, and this may be similar with you, because you're, all you're asking for is something where...
Just something.
You've taken the time to give something a fair shot.
Yeah.
Where you, or at least, you think that seafood's gross, but have you tried it?
Yeah,
like, and
right?
Then people are like, I don't have to try something to know it's bad. And I'm like, you're not wrong, but you need to
But think, can you give me a reason?
You still need to come up with that yourself. For the same reason you sometimes let kids do stupid shit so they can learn how to not do it, you still need to come up with the idea yourself so you can learn how to logically think about things.
Like, I don't need to have a dick in my butt to know I don't want it because I don't like sticking things in my butt.
Yeah, but that is a reason.
That's what I mean. It's reason. There's a reason. I don't have to go there because I can reason it out.
I've had really big poops before, and I don't want those things shoved back inside me.
So there you go. I don't have to do that. I can know that I'm not going to like it.
And I can know that I wouldn't want to get raped because I don't necessarily like having sex without giving someone the okay, right?
Well,
But me saying that is like, to me, in my mind, as simple.
But here's the thing: is like, there's lots of reasons to have that, like the violation of trust, the power struggle, all those horrible things. There's pages of things you can say about why rape is wrong, and if you're just saying it's wrong because it's wrong, then that's dishonest to me.
And it's
one of the most easily articulatable.
Exactly. I frustrate that.
It's one of the most articulatable things as far as all the ways that it's wrong. It's uncomfortable to talk about for sure, but it's like. You can really, it's really easy to say why it's wrong. There's so many things wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
next time you get asked a question and you like the individual, I guess, you don't really have to do with people you hate. Try to give them the time of day and be, maybe help them understand you a little bit and, help them understand you as well by not being a total asshole when they respond to
things. In food preferences, for example, I can learn stuff like, oh, I don't like cucumbers because I don't like the soft membrane bit, the hard outer bit, and then the seeds floating around. You're like, okay, I bet you don't like tomatoes either. Oh, no, cool. Or guess what I learned.
Or like, you don't like mushrooms because of that squish, that squeaky thing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a way you can prepare them that you didn't know about
Precisely.
That will help you not have that squeaky
And
piece.
So there's ways that this can be helpful. But what it kind of boils down to be for me a lot of times is that person has now identified with that preference and doesn't want to fix it or change it or use it or learn from it.
And that's a frustrating thing.
And that's
thing
annoying
for
as shit to me.
Who do want to help other people and want to learn and want to do things like that.
So, long story short, you can fuck yourself?
Not really. Actually, not even a little bit. But.
I don't know.
Long story short. Thanks for listening today, because we really appreciate it. And I know some... Wow.
That is not what I was expecting you to do.
I mean, he shot that gap.
He did. That's a good gap shoot. I mean, there are turn signals. Okay.
I snapped a picture of that, just so we can maybe put it on this podcast.
Good, because...
That disrupted everything.
He didn't have his turn signal on, so I thought it was going that way, because I thought it was on the inside of his car. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's good. And then all of a sudden, he's just, boom. Can't have a good tree dodge with a good gap shoot.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't have a good tree. Was it tree
dodge? Weave?
Tree weave. Yeah.
Tree weave without a good gap shoot.
You're not wrong.
I don't know how he did that,
anyway.
He did the dick off of that. So,
yeah,
all right.
Just throw the needle there, folks.
See, my preference is to not do that because I don't want my car destroyed.
Thank you for listening, and make sure you, like and subscribe and leave us comments and stuff because that's how. We can, reach our stupid philosophical meanderings to more people.
Someday we're going to make this into a living.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be fun.
And we need your help.
Your help.
I don't even know if that's how it ends, but
pretty close.
Bye, everybody.